Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News, Dade County, preparing to welcome travelers and bargain hunters. The annual U.S. Highway 11 Antique Alley event runs today through the 17th, stretching more than 500 miles between Bristol, Virginia and Meridian, Mississippi. The massive multi-state event follows historic U.S. Highway 11, attracting thousands of visitors every year searching for antiques, collectibles, vintage items, crafts, unique finds, and roadside treasures. Positioned near the halfway point of the route, Dade County serves as a convenient stop for travelers making their way through the southeast during the event. Local leaders say the county's location makes it an ideal destination for visitors to stop, dine, rest, and explore the area while traveling Antique Alley. The event does transform communities along Highway 11 into a continuous marketplace, vendors setting up at homes, businesses, parking lots, community gathering spots all across several states. Officials say Antique Alley not only brings tourism traffic through Northwest Georgia, but also provides an opportunity for local businesses, restaurants, and vendors to benefit from increased travel activity throughout the weekend. Travelers passing through Dade County can take advantage of course, our scenic mountain views, local attractions, and shopping opportunities while enjoying one of the South's largest roadside sales events. A new apartment community now open in Trenton, bringing additional housing options to Dade County. Idleview Apartments, located on Highway 11 South, welcoming residents with newly constructed 2- and 3-bedroom units featuring modern amenities and updated finishes. Management says the apartments include stainless steel kitchen appliances, luxury flooring, ceiling fans in every bedroom, 2 full bathrooms, private laundry rooms, and outdoor decks overlooking wooded scenery. The complex is also within walking distance of the Dade County Sports Complex. Rental rates are currently listed at $1,200 a month for 2-bedroom units and $1,400 for 3-bedroom units. A move-in special is also being offered with the first month free after paying the deposit. Management says the development was designed to help meet growing housing demand in the area while offering modern living accommodations here in Trenton. More information is available online at discoverday.com. Governor Brian Kemp has called a special session of the Georgia General Assembly focused on redistricting and election law changes. Lawmakers are set to head back to Atlanta mid-June after Kemp signed the official proclamation yesterday authorizing the session. The move comes following a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision involving congressional districts and just days after Tennessee lawmakers approved a new redistricting plan in their state. According to the governor's order, legislators may consider changes to Georgia's congressional, state senate, and state house district maps. Any approved changes would not take effect until the 2028 election cycle, meaning Georgia's upcoming May 19th primary elections are not affected. Lawmakers are also expected to address portions of Georgia election law tied to Senate Bill 189, with some provisions scheduled to take place on July 1st. State Representative Mike Cameron praising the governor's decision to quickly call lawmakers back into session, saying it's important to take care of business for the people of Georgia as soon as possible. The special session is expected to draw significant attention statewide as debates over redistricting and election laws continue across the South. In Marion County, the TVA says area lakes remain open for recreation despite lower than normal water levels across the Tennessee Valley. Officials say ongoing dry weather and below average rainfall have caused water elevations to drop in several lakes in the region. Even with the lower levels, TVA says lakes remain open for boating, fishing, and other outdoor activities. Boaters are being urged to use extra caution around shallow areas, exposed hazards, and boat ramps that may be harder to access because of the low water conditions. TVA says it continues balancing flood control, river navigation, and hydroelectric power generation while closely monitoring weather and rainfall across the valley. Officials are encouraging lake visitors to check current conditions before heading out on the water this summer. And the Braves are set to wrap up their 3-game midweek series with the Chicago Cubs coming up tonight. Fans can catch all the action this evening, starting with the pregame show at 6, first pitch around 7:15. The Braves, of course, will be at home for the weekend, a 3-game stand against the Boston Red Sox. That'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll have all the action for you right here on KWIN at 101.3 FM, 104.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.